Hi, this is Pastor Rick Warren. On behalf of my family and all of our staff here at Daily Hope, we wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the latest set of 52 Bible verse memorization cards. This set is based on this series, Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots, and will fit perfectly in your Daily Hope scripture box. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Radical Gratitude.
There's a story in the Bible in the book of 2 Kings about a king named Hezekiah. He was the king of Israel, and everything was going wrong for Israel. But the worst thing that was happening was the enemy nation, Assyria, had a huge army, and they were coming at them, and they were going to kick their butts. They were going to take over. They were going to annihilate and uproot Israel. And King Hezekiah is devastated, and he goes to the temple of God, and he lays out flat on the ground, and he prays. He goes, God, you got to help me. I'm in a no-win situation. Time's up, the last inning's over, we're in overtime, and I'm way behind, and we're going to get killed. So you got to help me, God, please help. And through God's prophet, a man named Isaiah, God gives Hezekiah this promise. It's a wonderful promise. Up here on the screen, 2 Kings 19:30, it says, the surviving remnant, those who make it through that tough year, whether it's recession or war or whatever, the surviving remnant of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. That's my prayer for Saddleback Church, that we will take root downward. We'll be deeper rooted in God's love, and as a result, we'll produce more fruit in our lives. The Bible says in Colossians, look there on your outline, Colossians 2, verse 7 in God's Word translation, sink your roots into Him, let's talk about Christ, and build on Him. Be strengthened by the faith that you were taught, and, read it with me, overflow with thanksgiving. Circle overflow with thanksgiving. The first characteristic of deep roots. How do you know when somebody has deep spiritual roots? You can write this down. Continuous gratitude. The first characteristic that you know you are not shallow, you are not superficial, that you have deep spiritual roots is you are continually grateful. You overflow with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not to be a day that we celebrate once a year. It is to be a habit of a lifestyle of the radical believer. If you have deep roots, the deeper you understand God's love, the more grateful you're going to be. What is the definition of radical gratitude? Well, turn your outline over, and the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, this is the definition of radical gratitude. He's not talking about just saying, well, I'm thankful for my parents or my family. Anybody can do that. I'm thankful for pumpkin pie. Anybody can say that. I'm thankful for freedom and health. Anybody can say that. It takes no intelligence, no character, no faith to be grateful for the good things in your life. Radical gratitude is this. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That's radical gratitude. In all circumstances, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, friends, this is such an important verse. I want to tear it apart word by word here. First, it says, give thanks. That means gratitude. It means appreciation. It means recognition. It means praise. It means giving credit to people where credit is due. In everything, give thanks. By the way, the phrase give thanks here in the Greek word is the word eucharisteros. Actually, it's eucharisteo. Eucharisteo is the word we get Eucharist from. Has anybody ever heard this word, Eucharist? Eucharist is one of the words that we call the Lord's Supper. It's called communion. It's called the Lord's Supper. It's called the Eucharist. What does that mean? That's the Greek word that simply means give thanks. And when we take the Lord's Supper together, we're giving thanks to God for his salvation, for his forgiveness, for our home in heaven, and all of these things. We're just giving thanks. Now it says, give thanks in, circle the word in, and then it says all, circle the word all. Now first, notice, give thanks in all circumstances. It does not say give thanks for all circumstances. Big difference. Doesn't say for, it says in. You don't have to be thankful for the bad in your life. You don't have to be thankful for evil. And there's a lot of evil in the world. If a little girl gets kidnapped and molested and killed, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. If a woman gets raped, you don't ever have to be thankful for that. When a young man is shot down in Afghanistan, you don't have to be thankful for that. When a car driven by a drunk plows into somebody and a family dies, you don't have to be thankful for that. The Bible does not say be thankful for all evil. There's a lot of evil. That would make God a sicko. Everything that happens in the world is not God's will. People say, well, it must be God's will. Baloney. Most of the times, God's will is not done. My will is done. That's why we're to pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because in heaven, God's will is always done. And on earth, God's will is rarely done. So don't blame God for all the evil in the world. And you certainly don't have to thank God for it. It doesn't say thank God for it. It says thank God in it. Why can I thank God in every circumstance? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, I know God is in control. I know God can bring good out of evil. I know even the stupid mistakes I make, God can turn it around. I know that I'm not going to have to live on earth forever. I know I'm going to go to heaven one day. I know I can't lose my salvation. I know that no matter what happens, God isn't going to stop loving me. I could think of 100 things I can be thankful for in the circumstance, even when the circumstance stinks.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get countless requests for them. And we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in the Radicalis Developing Spiritual Roots series. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. There are only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Why can I thank God in every circumstance? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, I know God is in control. I know God can bring good out of evil. I know even the stupid mistakes I make, God can turn it around. I know that I'm not going to have to live on earth forever. I know I'm going to go to heaven one day. I know I can't lose my salvation. I know that no matter what happens, God isn't going to stop loving me. I could think of 100 things I can be thankful for in the circumstance, even when the circumstance stinks. It doesn't say for everything. It says in. Now it says in all things. Now that word there, all circumstances, all, the Greek word is the word pas. And pas means any, all, everything, anyone, all the time, anywhere, everywhere, the whole thing. It means no exception, no excuses, no exemptions. God expects you to be grateful in every circumstance. That's called radical gratitude. Anybody can be grateful for the nice present somebody just gave you. But to be grateful in all circumstances is radical gratitude. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. People say, I need to know God's will. There it is. I want to know what God wants me to do with my life. There it is. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. You say, well, what am I supposed to do in the next decade? Am I supposed to get a new job? Am I supposed to go to school? Am I supposed to get married? Am I supposed to move overseas? What am I supposed to do? God says, I'll tell you number two when you start doing number one. Okay? All those other number twos, we'll work on those, three, four, five, six. But first, let's work on this one. I want you to, in everything, learn to give thanks, for this is my will for you. Once you've got that one done, we'll start talking about number two, three, four, five, and six. This is clear. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will for you. Now, why is that true? Why is it always God's will, no matter what happens in my life, that I am to give thanks, not for the circumstances, but in the circumstance? Why is that God's will? Five reasons. You might write these down. Number one, because it honors God. Gratitude honors God. Anytime you thank anyone, you honor them. For instance, if I say to my wife, honey, I am so grateful for that great Thanksgiving dinner you made, I have just honored my wife. When I say to her mom, Mom, I want to thank you for having Kay so I could marry her, I am honoring her. When I say to you, thank you for opening the door for me, or thank you for coming to another service, or thank you, but what I am honoring you. Anytime you express gratitude, you honor that person. The Bible says this about God. Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. When you sacrifice your giving thanks, what are you sacrificing? Your time, your money, your thought. It takes time to think of things to be grateful for. Now, my wife likes for me to say thank you for the things she does for me. But if that's all I ever did, she'd begin to wonder, does he really love me, or does he just love me for the things I do for him? At some point, I have to start moving to the higher level of thanksgiving, which is not just thanking my wife for what she does, but thanking my wife for who she is. That's a higher level of thanksgiving. If my kids came to me and the only time they thank me is when I give them an allowance, I begin to wonder, do they love me or do they just love the money? Now, if all you do is thank God, God, thank you for letting me get into this class. God, thank you for giving me this food. Thank you, God, for the things you do for me. God starts going, do you really love me or do you just love the things I do for you? You need to learn to thank God, not just for what he does, but who he is. God, I thank you that you're smarter than me. I thank you that your wisdom is greater. I thank you that you know it'll make me happy more than I do. God, I thank you that you're consistent when I'm inconsistent. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, God, that you're always fair. I thank you that even when I don't understand it, you have my best interest at heart. That's thanking God for who he is. And you need to get beyond the thank you, God, for food, to thank you, God, for who you are. That's taking your roots deeper. It honors God. Develop the attitude of gratitude. Doctors have shown in many, many reports that gratitude is the healthiest human emotion. That the more grateful you are in life, the healthier you'll be. Actually, physically, it's good for your physical health. The more ungrateful you are in life, the more it actually affects your health. Gratitude is good for your health. It's good for your heart. And if you say, God, I'm not going to put my feet on the ground in the morning. I'm going to sit on the edge of my bed. And before I do anything else, I'm going to stop and say, thank you. And I would say, just start this week. Every day, sit on the side of your bed and think of 10 things to thank God for before you get out of bed. It'll change your attitude. It'll change your day. The first 5 minutes of your day sets your mood for the rest of the day. And if you start it with gratitude, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you'll be closer to God. Your deep roots will be going deeper. You just start saying, God, let me just think of who you are, what you've done, how much you've done for me. And I make a list, and I think of 10 things, and I think of 10 more things. give thanks. It honors God. The second thing it does is, why is God's gratitude God's will? Because it creates fellowship. It creates fellowship. What I mean by that? It builds relationships. Gratitude always builds deeper relationships between you and other people, not just between you and God, but between you and other people. Now listen, whoever you want to get closer to, start expressing gratitude to that person and you'll get closer. If you've started moving away from your husband or your wife, you know what you need to do? You need to start doing what you did during dating, express gratitude. Start writing little kind notes, making calls during the day. Do the things you did at first. The reason you've lost that love and feeling is because you've stopped doing the things that created that love and feeling early on. And you take each other for granted. And you want to rebuild that relationship with a friend, with a parent, with a spouse, with people in your small group. Whoever you want to get closer to, start spending more time expressing gratitude to them. You want to build your small group? Don't just go to small group. During the week, text them, email them, call them, write them. Say, you know, I'm grateful for you. And here's why I'm grateful. And you'll find that the more grateful you are for your group, the more your group will coalesce together. The Bible says this, encourage one another and build each other up. So I want to encourage you to be more intentional in expressing gratitude to the people in your small group. This week, write some notes, you know, send some texts or emails, and just tell people how grateful you are. It brings you closer together. Number three, the third reason why it's God's will for you to be radically grateful is it develops faith. It develops my faith. Now, how does gratitude develop my faith? Well, it happens when times are tough. When things don't make sense, when you can't figure it out, when your prayers are unanswered, when everything is going the way you didn't want it to go, and yet you thank God in that circumstance. God, I know you're in control. I know you love me, and I know you can bring good out of this, and I'm just thanking you. I'm not thankful for this situation. I just got fired. But I'm thankful in the situation that you're bigger than my problem, and you can turn off one faucet and turn on another just as easily, and I'm thanking you for that. That is an evidence of trust. And when you learn, anybody can thank God for good things. But if you can thank God even in the bad things, your faith grows and your roots go deeper. It's also an evidence of humility. You see, when you thank God in a situation you don't understand, you're saying, God, I don't understand this, but I'm humble enough to know I'm not God. And you are. And I trust you, and I'm humble enough to admit it, that you know what's best for me. Now, there's a guy in the Bible named Habakkuk. And I always like to bring these guys from the little books in the Old Testament in, because one day you're going to get to heaven and Habakkuk's going to come up to you and say, hey, how'd you like my book? And I don't want you to look like a doofus, like, oh, Mr. Habakkuk, I didn't even know you were in the Bible. So I want to make sure you know who these guys are, so you, when you get to heaven, you're not embarrassed. And you could say, oh, you know, I really liked what you said in chapter 3, Habakkuk. That was good. That was really good. Okay? And here's what Habakkuk said. He was going through tough times. And he says, you know, even though the fig trees have no fruit and no grapes are growing on the vine, and even though the olive crop failed, and even though the fields produce no grain, in other words, I'm going through recession. My business is in the tank. And even though the sheep are all dying and the cattle stalls are empty, in other words, he said, my portfolio has hit the skids. My 401k has become a 101k. He goes, even though all this is happening, I will still be joyful and glad. Why? Now, he's not thanking God for all the bad things that have gone wrong, not for those things. He's saying, what's his cause of gratitude? I will be joyful and glad because, here's the cause, the Lord is my Savior. Everything else stinks in life, but I can be grateful because the Lord is my Savior. He will pull me out. He'll bring me through this. He'll help me out. I'm not on my own. I'm not by myself. He hadn't left me abandoned. I'm not an orphan. He's saying, I will still give thanks to God. That is the ultimate test of faith. Can you thank God when life stinks? That's the test of whether you're a shallow Christian or a deep one, whether you got spiritual roots or you're just superficial. Can you thank God even when life stinks, when everything's going wrong? He says, if I'm going through tough times, what I need to do is not look at what's lost. I need to look at what's left. I need to look at what's left, and I need to be grateful for that. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always thousands of things I can be grateful for. And no matter how bad things are in my life, there's always, always the fact that I can be thankful to God just for being God. And that he has promised to see me through these situations, to help me out, to strengthen me, to care for me, to do miracles, to answer prayers. He's always promised, even when things don't go my way, that he can work it for good in my life. And so ultimately, the plan is in action. That is faith. God's will is radical gratitude. In all things, give thanks. Why? It honors God. It creates fellowship. It develops faith. Number four, it serves others. Radical gratitude, the attitude of gratitude that says, I'm just going to walk through life being grateful in every situation, no matter what, times of plenty, times of tightness, good, bad, right, wrong, whatever. I'm just going to be grateful in every situation. He says that actually serves others. It becomes a ministry. Did you know, we've talked about this many times, that every Christian, every believer is a minister. You have a ministry. You're not a pastor, but every Christian is a minister. What does that mean? It means we are to serve other people. We're saved to serve. And you can have a ministry called the Ministry of Appreciation. If you've ever bought a car, you know the meaning of depreciation. Okay? The moment you drive it off the lot, it's worth less than you paid for it. Even if it's brand new, you take it back, it's worth less. Depreciation, it means to decrease in value.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, one of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get countless requests for them. And we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is, we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn. And it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing Scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize Scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in the Radicalis Developing Spiritual Root series. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.